past 2 years. Staying up here. He's started thinking, you see, what will happen when he's old. I know he's thought of naming one of the Halveric sons his heir, but that might not sit well with the court, they being Leonian. He's not one to take a young wife, not now. And this sister of Venner's, she's handsome enough, and knows her way with men.
She's a widow,
put in Devlin. So it's said. She came up here to get Venner's help with the estate.
What does she look like?
Asked Pox. Does she ever come out of his courtyard? She's, well, as I said, handsome. Reddish hair. She rides out with Venner every now and then. Goes to the Red Fox with him, added Devlin. Piter's told me that. They take a private room and have dinner.
Pox thought back to the woman and man she'd seen the first night. She could not imagine the Duke marrying someone like that.
It's not our business, said Stammel, but he sounded unconvinced. If the Duke wants her...
It's more whether she wants him. Any woman like that would. He's rich, well-known, with large landholdings.
I still can't believe it, said Pox.
Well, we can hope. I only wish he'd either do it or not, and pay more attention to these orcs. I can't believe they're causing all this trouble after years of peace, without something else going on.
If we had a paladin here, began Devlin, then looked quickly at Pox and flushed.
Sorry, Pox. I didn't think.
She shook her head.
That's all right.
She wasn't ready to claim or demonstrate her gifts.
You're thinking of being able to find a source of evil?
Yes. I agree with Stammel that something must have stirred the tribes. What if it's a cover for something else? You had to do with greater evils in Kolobia. What if something like that is out there?
As the days passed, Pox had her own encounters with orcs, as frustrating and inconclusive as the others had described. What, she wondered to herself, was a paladin supposed to do in a situation like this? It wasn't that the soldiers were unwilling to fight, or were badly commanded. She could think of nothing to do that had not been tried. She knew that Stammel, at least, expected more of her. Some miraculous intervention that would solve the mystery of the orcs' interest in the Duke's lands that year and eliminate them. She prodded her mind, trying to force the vague feeling she assumed came from the gods into something more direct and definite. If she was supposed to be there, why? For what purpose? What sort of danger or evil should she be looking for? But all she found inside was the certainty that she should be where she was, doing what she was doing. And that seemed to accomplish nothing.